All right. Hello, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Chris as well. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. Did Mary do a good job of explaining the basics of what we do?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And she did put in the notes here. I think you have a Yelp listing. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I canceled it a while ago, but I think it's still up.
Yeah, it's still up. Yeah,
I don't advertise with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said you used to, or did you pay for the ad?
Yeah, I just don't anymore. It was a waste of money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, Yelp is usually more for food, right? So,
right.
That's why I usually go to.
For some, it is not for what I do. That's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
I haven't really found anything that works, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Besides my word of mouth and my own advertising that I do.
Okay.
Nothing has worked.
Okay. I mean, it looks like you have a Facebook listing. Have you been on Google? Because I don't see a Google business profile for your company.
I should have one.
Give me one second. Let me, I'll look it up a different way. We're a Google partner, so we're able to see what you have online. Yeah, I don't see one. Is it might be in a different number that you have it on, possibly?
Yeah, 239.
Oh, okay,
763.
763, okay.
2236.
2236. All right, that might be it. Give me one second.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, it's kind of weird. Usually when we type in, oh yeah, you do. I see it now. Okay. Looks like you have a website as well, right?
Yeah, thatpaverguy.com.
Yep, I see that, thatpaverguy.com, okay. So you mentioned that you, nothing's worked for you. So, you know, you tried Yelp. What other platforms have you used that haven't worked for you?
Google, being one.
Mm-hmm. You mean like, did you pay someone to? Yeah, good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I advertised through Google before and didn't get any. Just not long ago, I just cut it off. Not long ago.
Did you pay a company to do that, or was it just you buying Google ads yourself?
Yeah, me doing that.
Paying ads, okay. So here's the thing, right? When it comes to Google ads, I don't recommend that. What I do recommend is the programming in the map section, because that's where 90% of the purchases are done. They start and stop in the map section. That's what I use when I search for things. Let's say I'm looking for, you know, a restaurant, hotel. I base my decisions on the map section for the most part, right? I don't know if you use that as well, like Google Maps, to look for things.
I do not, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do. And so, just correct me if I'm wrong, you're doing landscaping services. What is like your bread and butter, something that you really want to focus on?
Well, so,
mm-hmm.
Something that works.
Something that works. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. All right. It will.
I'll tell you why. Okay.
Okay.
I do a wide array of things, right?
So okay.
We do a lot of pavers. That's why I did my website is thatpaverguy.com.
Okay.
I want to do it. I have every, you know, I have a tree farm that we have, every plant, shrub, bush, tree, palm tree, all that stuff you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
I have, we do pavers, we do hardscaping, I do irrigation installs, I do, sod installation, you know, like I say, palm tree installation, raised beds, retaining walls, drainage. So we do a bunch of stuff like outdoor you know, anything outdoors pretty much. Stone ledger across the front of your house, you know, masonry work, that type of stuff. Like, we do a lot of that, mostly that. But when I try to advertise, like, people ask me, so what all do you do? And I tell people, right? And then it's a whole list. Do I need to direct it towards, more centered towards one thing?
No.
Because
I'm not really getting,
when I advertise like that, I get nothing. I've got probably $500 a week right now going to Facebook ads. I do it myself, and I get like a few calls from it. I don't get anything.
It's a joke. Here's what I recommend. I'm going to shoot you straight, Chris. At the end of the day, I'm not here to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. I want to make sure that I can provide a solution for your business that's actually going to work and pay for itself, okay? So I just want to tell you flat out, just the reason why you're not getting success is because success on the Internet is really doing business with the right company. So us being a Google partner, we've been in business for 22 years. We've been a partner for 10 years with Google, okay? So what we do is we take your Google business profile and we get it optimized, basically the programming for every single keyword. So, for example, if people are typing in pavers, this is just an example. If I were to type in landscaping services, that's one of the keywords that you do, right? You got companies like A. Gonzalez Plants and Landscaping, JMC Landscaping and Nursery, Beltran, Plant World LLC, Island Lawn Care and Landscaping, RDV.
Yeah, all of those are my buddies right now.
Okay.
On the island with me.
Perfect. So here's the thing. They are taking advantage of all those searches that are being done because they're being programmed adequately. So Chris, your company does not show up at all whatsoever when I type in these keywords, and that's where you're missing opportunities. Right? So that's what we would do in a nutshell.
100%.
Number one is get you programmed the right way to make sure you're coming up for pavers, landscaping, retaining walls, if you're doing, you know, masonry work. Anything that has to do with landscaping or landscape design or installation, we can help you get found for that. So right now, I'm looking at Google's back office since we're partners, Chris. You have nothing really going on.
I have a whole irrigation truck set up. It's
perfect
here every day. I have a guy who literally on staff who does irrigation. I have him out doing other stuff today, planting trees. I would love to be able to just stick him all day, every day, doing irrigation repairs and installs. That's what I hired him for. But I can't get the work. Like, I get a little bit. He did an irrigation job yesterday. You know, not off of any of the Facebook ads. I run my own, like, ads and yard sale pages and on Marketplace and all this shit, and it works. But it doesn't work like I want it to. I don't keep one consistent thing busy at all. I would love to be able to just, hey, here's irrigation. Like, I want to have that set up. Tree installs. I have a whole truck set up, ready to go. It can go out. It sits here most of the time. And then I have a paver crew. Now, they work every day because I hustle pavers. Like, that's my main thing. But we're either doing that or like retaining walls or something like that, or stone ledger. I do all of that stuff, but I don't get nothing consistent with it.
Agreed. I
can't hire a salesman because I have to get every estimate that comes. You know what I mean? I don't do them cheap, but I'm a salesman. I can get the job. If I'm there, I got the job.
If you have the opportunity, right. Well, here's the thing. You're in a profitable area. You're pretty much in, you know, you're the whole coast. So you got all those big houses that people are willing to pay top dollar for.
It's all about keeping it up and fixing it up and making it nice and nicer and nicer. And that's what they do.
Exactly. They just want to maintain it. They want to make sure they're up to date with everything that the customer's looking for. So, you know, when it comes to Facebook ads, what we would do is, I don't know if you heard of retargeting Facebook ads. So basically, when people do a search for stuff on Google, what we would do is we would retarget that ad to come up on the customer's Facebook feed. So let's say they're looking for pavers, irrigation, retaining walls, planting trees or palms or whatever the case may be. if they log off of Google and they go onto their Facebook, you're going to have an ad of your company on their Facebook feed. So it's retargeted from Google. So that way you have
right.
a much better success than just running the regular Facebook ads. We would also put you on Apple Maps for the iPhone users, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and Siri. And then we would also put you on Bing, which is another search engine, right? It's through Microsoft. But that would help you with the algorithm on Google to come up as a top recommended option on that first page, okay? Now
let me ask you this. If I'm already
sure.
doing this with somebody, like search engine optimization and all that, they're being really slow. But if I'm already working with somebody doing all that, is there a point in me?
How long have you been working with them?
I mean, few weeks and they're going on it now, but I haven't
mm-hmm.
not really going. So
well, here's the thing. When I type in, so these are the keywords. I'm typing in landscaping services.
Oh, they haven't started.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, we get success done with
it. 20, you know what I mean? They're calling me, asking me all these questions about
mm-hmm.
what not, but I haven't started, like, they haven't, nothing's done yet, so.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, well,
I'm almost
here's
to the point where I'm going to end up canceling if they don't. It was a magazine that I was going in, a local magazine, like four or five that go through these higher-end neighborhoods that are gated communities.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they also do search engine optimization and all this stuff, too, so, you know, and they have, I guess, ways to advertise, I don't know.
Right.
But it's been really slow. I've been like 3 weeks now paid, and they haven't done anything that I've asked them to do or that they're supposed to be doing. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
That's the thing is like trying to find somebody and deal with people. It's all a joke, man. People sell you anything, you know what I mean? But it doesn't actually pan out like they sell it to you. I was real apprehensive with these other people too, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. The number one thing is, and I could just tell you this, right? I could tell you all these things, but until you see it for yourself, like that's why with our company, we always send our credentials to our clients or our prospects. Basically, this would I'm texting this over to your number, the number that we're on. But this is just to let you know that we're a Google partner. So any company that's not a partner with Google. They're not going to get the work done adequately and in a timely manner, okay? Now, that I just sent you that text message. You can open that up. That's going to take you directly to Google's website just to verify we're partners. So, you know, there's two options you have. There's a Google pay-per-lead service that puts you at the very top, and it's called Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you heard of that, like local service ads.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that by chance? Or no?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, gotcha.
I have. So,
that option is a pay-per-lead service through Google. That's by far, in my opinion, that's Google's best way of marketing when it comes to like leads, right? When it comes to other services, you know, we can definitely get you found for other services as well. Like we could do the SEO behind it, but you know, you can only have one company doing your SEO at a time. So if that company's already doing your SEO, then, you know, I don't know if you're planning to stay with them or to, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know what your plans really are, right? But, you know, that's something that we can,
why I'm explaining it to you, what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
because, and like I say, I've really got to call the people and talk to them and see what's going on. Because they were supposed to be doing like website optimization and search engine optimization and all that kind of stuff, putting me on all these different 2,000 search engines or some shit, you know what I mean? So like I don't know, but I haven't seen any action from them yet. I've had to call them. They did send me for the full page ad. You know, a proof of it and all that, but it was the total, it was like asphalt paving and shit. It was nothing we even did. I had to go back and now they finally sent me another one like 2 days ago, But long story short is, I don't think it's going to end up working out with them. I'm not 100% sure. And I had called y'all. That's why y'all reached back out to me. I had originally called y'all a while back. And I don't remember. It was a bad time of year. In the wintertime, I mean, we're dead. I was dead. So I didn't have the money to do anything.
Yeah.
And that's all boils down to just not having jobs. I was wasting money on Google back then, wasting money on Facebook. So, yeah.
No, I hear you. No, I mean, you know, for something like this, I mean, it just depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for leads, then the paper lead service through Google is really good. Now, if you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for the SEO, so for SEO, we charge $299 per month. We do have a programming fee. It's a one-time setup fee of $99, so it's $398, and then $299 every month after that. So that's what we charge for SEO. If you want the paper lead, we charge an application fee to get you, they do a background check.
So the SEO is $300 a month?
Yeah, that's correct. Hmm? Is he charging you more than that by chance?
No. It's like $1,000 total.
Holy, for how long though?
Well, so that's why I'm trying to understand. You're saying per month.
Yeah, we charge a monthly rate. So this is a month-to-month. There's no long-term contracts. So that's what we charge a month, right? And I did notice that, yeah, we did reach out to you a while back. And we did reach out to you in October, actually. Yeah, so this is like during the wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in the heart of me being just really slow.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So the paper lead, right?
I got it backwards. So the wintertime is not slow. We are busy. Like, that's our on season.
Oh,
so
okay.
October, September and October are our dead season. So y'all got me like right at the end of our drought. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was scraping peanut. So,
gotcha.
So it gets, you know, December, it starts to pick up pretty good. January, it takes off. Right now, we're busy. Like, I got a lot of work right now, but I don't have consistency with it, you know. So.
Right, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. The other option is $250. That's for the application, and then you would pay per lead. So basically, you would pay for every single lead that comes through, and that would be under the vertical landscaping, but you got other things that go under landscaping, like masonry, irrigation, you know, pavers, all those things that you do would go into that category. And then you would pay for the lead. If it's a lead that's not qualified, you would not pay for that, right? So that platform right there is Google's best platform. And that gets up and running fairly quickly. So that's $250 for the application. And then once you get approved.
So can we start there and let me see some action from it? And then. Like,
absolutely.
I want to do the SEO. Like, I want to get it to where I show up and all that. And I'm actually probably fine with that. So on the SEO, you're saying you get the leads, but you're not having to pay the per lead fee?
Yeah, so the difference between SEO. SEO is just taking your Google Business Profile and getting it programmed, meaning every single time someone's typing in a keyword, you're coming up in the local map section as a top recommended option. For the Google Guaranteed, which is the pay-per-lead service, what that does is that gets you found in the sponsored section, and that's a pay-per-lead. So that's a guaranteed process through Google that you're getting leads directly through them. And if it's not a lead that's qualified or it's something that you don't do, it's out of your service area, you're not going to pay for that lead. So that's why it's
much are the leads?
Great question. So I'm looking into Google's back office right now to show you exactly what the lead cost is for every single lead. Give me 1 second. Let me see how much you're charging per lead in your area. For that program, and then the good thing with the Google Guaranteed is you could track everything that's really going on with your campaign. So everything, like even all the calls are recorded. So let's say you talk to someone and they're a tire kicker or someone that's not like serious about doing business with you, then you're not going to pay for that lead. So it's that good. Well, let me see how much is it per lead. Give me 1 second. Okay, look at that. And then the zip code, just to confirm, you are at 33956, correct?
That's right.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see what it is in your area per lead. Okay. So a lead for landscaping can range anywhere from, give me 1 second. And you're doing everything that comes to do with masonry and everything as well, right? Just to confirm.
I mean, I don't want to do like bricks and block work. I mean,
no, but like retaining walls.
Yeah, retaining walls, yes, and stone ledger and a lot of different masonry, but you know, pavers being the biggest one and retaining walls.
Gotcha.
Raised beds. You know, like how people put the block raised beds. We do those a lot.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so a cost per lead, it can range anywhere from $54 to $80 per lead for landscaping. So, but
okay.
That's more of a...
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
If I just have irrigation, if I just... Can you separate them like that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me see what's under the category for irrigation. Landscaping, irrigation. Give me 1 second.
Like, I don't know if I can run different ads and have it set up like that, but I want to have where my irrigation is, you know, I have consistent jobs to do with
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
Okay. Every day. But I also want to do for the landscaping as well, you know what I mean? So
lawn care, so irrigation is under lawn care, the vertical, which is very similar to landscaping, but I'll give you the pricing on that, which is per lead. So yeah, you can definitely do that. If you want to just focus on that keyword, you can do that for sure, without a doubt. So let me look how much is just for the irrigation, installation and maintenance. You're doing installation and maintenance as well or no? Or just installation?
Yeah, irrigation, maintenance, and installation.
Perfect. Okay. So let me look at Google's
repairs, all that, you know.
Right. Okay.
Repairs as well. So.
It's actually cheaper for that lawn care for irrigation. That can range anywhere from $20 to $31 a lead.
Okay.
So $20 to $31 per lead.
Could I have one ad set to just irrigation and one ad set to landscaping?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you just pay the difference. So if it's for landscaping, just so you know, right, just so we're clear, landscaping can be set anywhere from $54 to $80 for those landscaping leads. When it comes to irrigation, it's under lawn care. That can range anywhere from $20 to $31 per lead. So we can have you coming up
right,
for those keywords.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's not an issue at all whatsoever.
So you can just target, like you can target pavers as well. So on the land, instead of landscaping, we could do like pavers and retaining walls and
absolutely.
Raised beds, that type of thing. And,
yep.
and just because at this time, I would really like to target those five things, you know, sod installs and stuff. Maybe that'll go under
mm-hmm.
Lawn services, the sod
yep.
with the irrigation. If I could separate those and have... That would probably be the better way to go. And I'm probably about to be on board with something like that right now, like today.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? All we would do, here's the process, just so we're both on the same page, okay, Chris? So
yeah.
to submit an application with Google, it's $250. What they do is they do a background check. Are you licensed and insured? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so the insurance that they need, the minimum insurance they need is $250 in general liability. So do you have that?
I have $1 million.
You're okay, you're golden. All right. Do you have anything on your background that's outstanding? Any murder, armed robbery, arson, anything like that?
I don't even have a fel. I'm clean.
Okay, perfect. So then what we can do is we can submit that application with Google. They do a background check through Pinkerton or Evident. Once you get approved, then you'll start paying for those leads, okay? Now, we can target sod, irrigation, pavers. You also mentioned one other thing that you wanted to come up for. What was the other thing you mentioned?
Retaining walls.
Retaining walls, yeah. So if you want to come up for those, pavers. Mm-hmm. If you want to come up for those,
because right now it's the seasons here, and those are the main things. Like if I can stick to having my irrigation guy going out and doing irrigation,
perfect.
And I have a side guy set up, and then I have my the paver crew. We're all set up right now, and if I have more jobs, that's great.
Yeah, perfect. So yeah, we can definitely 100% have you come up for that for those keywords. So what we're going to do is the following, okay? We're going to make sure we're hyper-focusing on those services. Number two, we're going to hyper-focus in the areas that you really want to focus on. So that way we're not getting, you know, jobs out of your service area. So, you know, that's what we'll do. We also do an onboarding call, Chris. This is with one of our technicians. That's going to be pretty much dedicated to your account. So that this technician will make sure we get your application through to Google, get you programmed, and then once everything, you know, goes into fruition, then you start receiving those leads directly from Google. Okay. So with this, there's only a one-time application fee, for the application for the background check through Google, and that's $250. After that, then you would just pay for the leads, and we would, once again, we would maintain, we would, make sure that, you know, you're getting only quality leads, and if you get a lead that's not quality, we're going to dispute that for you so you can get that credit back. Make sense? Because we don't want you to pay for bogus leads. We just want to make sure you're paying for leads that are actually legitimate and it's something that you do. Because what's the point of paying for a lead if it's not, you know, it's out of your service area or something you don't do, right? But the good thing with that is that we'll get you programmed in for those stressful services. You're only getting those leads that you really want to focus on. So you can keep your irrigation guy busy. You can keep your other guys busy as well. And then you can also interchange, you know, services. So if you want to do different stuff during the winter, we can also have that as well. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So, what we could do is we can set up everything.
Yeah, we're coming up on summertime, which is our dead season. So I would like to be able to get some leads during that time, you know.
Right. No, most definitely. You know, I agree with you. You know, if you get started here, you know, your application just, you know, if you fill that application, we'll get you onboarded with one of our technicians, and then that way we can get you found for
that. So, so that gets me going with that, and if I end up canceling with the SEO and all that, if I end up canceling, it's just $300 a month, and
that's correct.
We would switch to that.
Yeah, so basically,
we
can do both if you like. So once again, you can pause your leads at any time, so you don't have to keep purchasing leads. Does that make sense? So you can pause your leads.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have an activation budget. Like Google will figure out what that activation budget is. We'll present that to you. But after that initial activation budget, you have to keep a couple leads in the bank. They call it a lead bank. Then you could pause your leads at any time. So if let's say you were to cancel that other company and come with us on board, we would just charge you the $299 monthly. That's to do your SEO, your Facebook ads, everything else that we would do. But we would still, you know, maintain the leads for you. So the lead service, once again, is completely separate than SEO, right? So you would...
Once the SEO starts, you just turn the leads off.
If you like. Exactly, yeah. So if you got the SEO going, or you can keep both at the same time, it's completely up to you and what your budget is, right? So if you want to keep the leads going, then you would just pay for the leads. If you don't, you pause it, and you keep your SEO going. You see what I mean? So there's no harm done there.
Let me talk to one of my guys.
Sure, go ahead.
Right over there where you got Monica, that log where the burl, you can stick it over here somewhere. If you look, I'm putting all the attachments in that corner. you can start putting them all there. To start, we're going to clean that whole side up over there today. That's the plan. Get it just straightened up. Get all the stuff. The ladders, the boat moved over here. They just wanted to get some lunch real quick. But get the boat moved over here and just getting stuff organized.
Where exactly do you want the boat? Where do you just put the keys?
Yeah, that's fine. Somewhere right here. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Over there, parked over towards that salt, that agave with the flower. Like right over there. Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Okay, sounds good. So basically we can do that for you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you the application. The application is very straightforward. And if you don't, if you can't fill it in, by the time we do an onboarding call, we'll check what time the technician can onboard you, whether it's today or tomorrow. Definitely we can do that. So you don't have to fill it out right now, but I'm going to send that to you. It's a very straightforward app. Google is just going to ask you for business information and so forth, okay? So there's nothing tricky about it, okay? Now, I got everything good for the most part. I know we've spoken a few times to our company with yours. So I got a lot of this information here as far as, like, the business information, your email, everything. I don't see an address for the business. What's an address for the business? We're not going to show that on Google, but Google's going to want to verify that.
4800 Rock Sound Road, St. James City, Florida.
I got it. Okay.
33956.
Yep, Google. We have the back office of Google. It just pops up everything. And your last name is Yarberry, Yarberry?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the Google business profile that you have, I just want to be clear on that. Obviously, we're not going to do anything with them, but Google's going to want to see that you're on Google already. Is it the – your website says, that paver guy, but I just want to be clear. You the business is under the name Timber Tree. Is that correct? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Timber Tree and Landscape?
Thatpaverguy.com is the website.
Right, of course. But the way you have it on Google, Timber Tree and Landscape, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that because, Google will just verify that and just, Landscape. Okay, got it.
Now, on my business license, it's Timber Tree Management, LLC.
Timber Tree, okay. No worries.
But I advertise. I mean, my Facebook and all that is Timber Tree and Landscape.
And Landscape. Okay. We'll leave it like that because that's how you're kind of showing up on Google. Okay. So I put a lot of notes here already for the most part. Now, one of the things I wanted to kind of see at the calendar to see when you would have a few – I would say about 15 to 20 minutes to speak with one of our onboarding technicians.
I mean, I'm available today. All right, how long does the background check or whatever you got to do, how long does all that take?
As soon as we get the application filled in, it's going to be very short. It might take maybe a week, two at the most, right? It doesn't take very long. Once you get approved, then you start paying for those leads, so... I have an appointment, as far as today, I'm booked out, but tomorrow I completely got an open schedule from 10:30 a.m. all the way till 6:30 p.m. I don't know what works best for you.
Let's do 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that.
3 or 4 o'clock. Okay. I got 4 p.m. open. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's just, once again, it's very quick. It's not gonna be painful. It's just, they just want to make sure we get that application. And I'm actually texting that application over to you. Once again, it's not gonna be, it's a very straightforward application, right? It's not gonna be too crazy. So, let me know if you get this application right now. Google verified, application form. Okay. And it says, "Hi, Chris, please fill this information." So let me know if you got that text message.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So there's a link there, an application. You can always exit and save if you don't have a chance. If you don't fill it in today, that's fine. We could always have the technician help you fill out the application and submit it for you, okay? So I don't want you to worry about that so much. But I got everything here for the most part. Now, it is $250 for that one-time application fee. What works best for you, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
A card. Hold on. I got to grab it real quick.
Yeah, not a problem. Meanwhile, I'm sending you an invitation for the onboarding call with the technician as well, okay? So, and that's just a reminder. It's going to be tomorrow at 4 p.m.
You motherfucker, shit. What happened? Yeah, hey. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What?
Cut it off.
Hold on, I'm on the phone. Oh, boy. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, I'm ready. I'll repeat that for accuracy as well.
4264.
Okay.
9804.
Okay.
1590.
Okay.
9577.
Got it. And expiration month and year?
0828.
0828. Okay, gotcha. And the security code on the back of the card?
253.
253. Okay, sounds good. And it's under the same billing address that we have on file, right? The 4800?
That's
right. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, so also, what I'm also doing, I sent you an email with the onboarding call with our technician. That's going to be the day of tomorrow. We're also going to provide you a security question. So when we call you, you know, it's us calling, you know, from Local Splash. So what security question works best for you? Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Maiden name? Okay, gotcha. So once again, that's just to get you basically to verify that it's us calling you, okay? So that's just that way you know. So what is your mother's maiden name?
Barble, B-A-R-B-L-E.
Okay, B-A-R-B-L-E, okay. Got it, okay.
B as in Victor.
Oh, B as in Victor, got it. Sorry about that. Okay, got it. All right, so one of the things I did want to mention, too, is that application, right? So if you, once again, if you get a chance to fill it in today, great. If you don't, then the technician will help you out with that application as well, okay? You should have received all your invoicing as well, so all the invoices in your welcome email. One of the cool things, too, is that you can download our app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android and you type in Local Splash, that app, you're going to be able to track every single lead you're getting through this program, okay? So that's a cool thing. Let's say you forget what the address or what you quoted someone, you can go back into the app and then you're gonna know exactly. You can actually play the recording of the conversation. That's how cool it is, right? So I would highly recommend that you download when you get that chance. It's just an app, and then our technician will show you how to utilize it. That way you're getting the best out of your investment, right? So with that being said, I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. If you have any questions, then you can let me know, and I'll be able to clear those up for you, okay? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. All right, let me read this. So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Timber Tree and Landscape.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Joseph Yarberry, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, we did provide you a security question and answer, so you know that it's us calling you and not another phony or fake company, okay? So I just want to bring that up. Everybody here should know that your mother's been in there. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required information for the Google Verified program. So that may include, proof of insurance, business license, or any of that. Would you be able to provide that within the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, your payment for the account setup will be charged today at $250. Once again, there's after that, when you get approved, then you're going to start charging for those leads, right? We do ask you to give us a 3-month verbal agreement. That way you can see the results. You get to discontinue your agreement at any time by calling client support. So basically you would speak to a representative to cancel your account, right? Do you have any questions regarding that?
My dog, I don't know where he is.
Hey. All right, okay. Sorry.
No, that's fine. You're okay. You're looking for your dog?
No, my dog is running around out here, and he came through here flying on the
here.
I didn't want him to.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So everything is pretty much done here. I got everything already for your business already. The only thing that's pending is once you get a chance to fill out an application. Tomorrow we have that onboarding call at 4 p.m. But that's pretty much it. We should be good to go. Any other questions, Chris, that I'm missing or any other concerns?
That's it.
Okay, awesome. Well, tomorrow we'll reach out to you, get the rest of the stuff going, and that way we can start getting you some leads directly from Google, okay? Just be out on the lookout for that application or for that phone call to get that application submitted, okay?
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Okay, bye-bye.